Thank you, Mr. President. If I could just respond briefly to the senator, my good friend from Montgomery County, who I'm never mad at you. If I frown at him, he thinks I'm mad. I'm really not. But he mentioned about the millionaires paying it back. I think the millionaires, believe me, I never thought I'd be a millionaire. Maybe I am when you consider my home and my two cars and what little bit I've saved over the years. I might just barely break the threshold. But the millionaires I know are not the folks like me. I'm probably what years ago would be considered middle income. I'm talking about the people who have paid higher taxes than we have over the years. They're probably members of corporations one way or the other, and they're paying corporate tax at a pretty high rate. These people have paid. They have helped fund the schools in this state. They have funded all the social programs. I know that they funded the Howard Community College, shock trauma. I've seen them give millions of dollars to these organizations. I don't want them going to Florida if they want to stay warm, and they do have the resources. A couple of them I know have their own plane they can fly back and forth. If we pass this, and I'm sure we will, Maryland will not stop funding schools. It will not stop funding our infrastructure. It will not stop funding the social programs. We've proven that time and time again. We will not stop funding health care for the poor. We will continue to do what Maryland has done for all these years. But it's only fair. I don't want to use the term sick and tired, but I'm really frustrated. Everywhere I go, I hear about the tax climate, the unfriendly business climate in this state. This is a small step. We're trying to make Maryland, at least according to the Sun papers, and we know the Sun papers is always right, to say it's the perception of business and it's the right thing to do. So, Mr. President, I urge a green vote.
Okay, the senator from Frederick County, please, to the rear of the chamber.
I too, am going to pass a green vote on this. I agree with 98% of what the gentleman from Montgomery or Prince George's County said, and I've defended and voted for taxes and all to support keeping us there. But I also know, and I wish there were more studies, but we, for some reason, decided not to do them. Next week, we have a young lady coming here that my fellow senator from Frederick County will be introducing on the floor. I go to a dinner every December I'm invited to, and the young lady who will be here, honored next week's father, is at that dinner. And a whole crowd came over. Almost everybody at that dinner is a millionaire but me. And a whole crowd came over and said, Al, why don't you move your residency to Florida? And he said, I made my fortune in Frederick. I love Frederick. I love Maryland. And I'm going to pay my taxes here. And I really admire him for that. But you know what? There were 20 other millionaires standing around him who are all from Frederick, all successful, and have all moved their residency to Florida to avoid this. And I think, despite that fiscal note, if we looked at having all those people back, and that's just 20 that I know, that we'd have way more millionaires than we already have. We'd really be at the top of the list. And when I look at all the things they contributed to and how they paid in other ways, yeah, they went south because the weather was warm. But it's whether they live 6 months and a day there or 6 months and a day here. And I think this will help keep some of them here, and it'll balance out in other things they pay and contribute. We really won't see a loss, and it'd be good to have all those people back in our community contributing the way they always did. Thank you.
Okay, the senator from Prince George is followed by the senator from District 28.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is a very interesting issue to me. I represent a district that probably has zero millionaires, but I'm sure it's created many millionaires. And I say this respectfully because I'm proud of the district that I represent, working class, middle class, lower middle class. And maybe it's the fact that when I go and I drive around in my district, I see schools that need improvement. I see schools that have trailers. I see kids that are hoping that we fund services. Families hoping that we fund services. Schools where 80, 90% of the kids are on free and reduced lunch. And when I look at the fiscal note, I see in 2016 it's going to cost the state $21 million. 2017, $46 million. And then 2019, and over $100 million. It gives me pause. And people have mentioned that we are a very proud state. We have a lot of history. I love Maryland. I don't plan to move anytime soon. And if I become a millionaire one day, I'm planning to stay here. But I think that when you start looking at some of the losses, the money, I think people will stay here. I'm sure there's some millionaires that they probably may leave for various reasons. But I think that what we can lose focus on is districts such as mine that probably, and I would beg to say, we do not have one millionaire in, but we've created many. And that's why I'm voting against this, because I want to continue to provide the services. I want to continue to feed kids. I want to continue to look out for those who are less fortunate. And one of those less fortunate kids that I look at when I go to my community, it's probably me. You know, I was one of them. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not rich by any means. But I'm very proud. I'm very happy. And I hope that we continue to provide funds and resources for the things that we care about. And that's human beings. Thank you very much.
Senator from District 28.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, 2 years ago when we passed the one exemption for one group, the farming group, my kids were ecstatic. And I just went to the Farm Bureau banquet last Saturday night. And farmers there are ecstatic. And it's different in the Farm Bureau banquets today because now you see a lot of young people. And if you look at most farming operations, it's moms and pops, sons and daughters. And we spent a lot of time talking about millionaires. But, you know, the same exemption we're talking about here is the same exemption we're talking about that we gave to the farming community. Because time and time and time again, we saw families, family farm operations, when the parents died, the kids were left with the choice, how do we pay the estate tax? And a lot of them were driven out of farming because they couldn't afford it. Or they had to diminish the size of the farm and sell off some of the property in order to pay it. You know, we see the faces of millionaires, but you walk down down a main street here, and you come to George's Jewelry there. George, Delegate George and his son run that operation. A lot of us see that Maria's. When we go down there, we see Maria, and we see her son. They're part of that operation. You walk through your communities, and you see lots and lots of businesses. And a lot of those businesses are like my business, my farming business, and I am a millionaire. I don't have a couple nickels to rub together often, but I have assets in my land. And there's where mine is land banked. And there are a lot of those businesses that are just like me. And they're set up as S corporations. And they've got their sons and their daughters working with them. And what this bill does to me, I don't look at the face of the millionaires. I look at the face of the small businesses that have given so much to the community. And if this estate tax isn't passed, this exemption that's pass for them, just like we did for other small businesses, namely the farming community, you're going to see a lot of those sons and daughters going to be faced with the very same situation that my kids would have been faced for. Kids that want to farm, want to continue to farm, but might not have been able to continue farming because they couldn't afford, would not have been able to afford the estate tax. So for this reason, I'm thinking about those moms and pop operations where they got their sons and daughters working side by side that want to continue in that operation. This is a big help to them. And it will keep those small businesses going and generating those jobs, because that's where most of the jobs come from in this great state, from the small businesses. So I would urge the body to vote green.
Let's call the roll, please.
Mr. President?
Thank you. Has everyone recorded the vote? What? I beg your pardon, sir. You want to explain your...
That's okay. I got no respect.
I got to stand up and be recognized, that's all.
I have a button on it.
Okay.
But anyway, no, there's not much more I can add, and obviously I see the results, but it's certainly a difficult vote, and I do believe that income inequality is the biggest challenge facing our country, trying to figure that out. But, you know, our job here, in my opinion, is you try to create an environment where people can be as successful as possible. Education, transportation. How do we make people use the most of their resources? And, you know, doing it artificially isn't a solution. You know, how do we help out the poorest people? I don't have the answer. But this year, obviously, we're trying a combination of things. Minimum wage, probably earn income tax credit. We've got this. You try to help everybody move along. And certainly those who are the wealthiest in our society, you know, we can't blame them. We need those people. They're the people who are innovators, who hire people, who create jobs. And jobs is what we all want, to raise everybody up. And as has been said, you know, even average people in today's world, as has been said, who've owned a house for 20, 25 years in Montgomery counties or the Howard counties, they're going to be millionaires. They're going to be coming under this tax. Small businesses enable, you know, the burden, hopefully the lack of this burden will enable them, their companies, their small businesses to be carried on. And, you know, innovation, creativity, that's what makes a society go. You know, you can't assume you're always going to have the environment that we have, because if you don't keep ahead of the game, you know, you always look at places like Detroit. I'm sure they never thought they'd end up where they are. Never take for granted, you know, the innovation, the creativity that you've got to constantly pursue to ensure that you have a successful economy. So I thank you for supporting the committee.
Mr. President, if I could just explain my vote briefly. As I was being raised, my dad taught me that we should not penalize success. And on his deathbed, he said to me, be happy when other people succeed. And I think this is what this is doing. We should be looking to those folks who have been successful and saying, we want you to stay here. We want you to continue to contribute to our society. And we shouldn't be penalizing you because you have been able to be successful. So that's why I'm voting green.
Senator Montgomery County has not spoken.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I value the remarks of my distinguished colleague from Howard County. I do want to say that there are people who have been very successful in their lives at every income bracket. There are people who have been teachers their whole lives or truck drivers, and they don't die with millions, but they're still a success in the eyes of their family and their colleagues. Mr. President, I also found this a tough vote because of the fact that we've got both an inheritance tax and an estate tax. But when I looked at that, I was given information showing that, in fact, we don't really have an inheritance tax for the vast majority of people who inherit money, for children, for parents, for grandchildren, for surviving spouses, and so on. So in the vast majority of cases, we don't have an inheritance tax. And I asked for an example of an average person who would benefit under the change. And so if you take someone who had $1.8 million in their estate, again, their heirs would not end up paying any taxes if they give to their kids or their parents or their spouse, what have you. But their estate tax today is about $60,000, which means we're going now from $1.8 million to $1.74 million. And the question is that really going to prevent people from moving to Florida? I think the only thing that will prevent people from moving to Florida is changing the weather here. Perhaps we could vote to change the weather. But if we can't do that, you know, the attractions of the sun are the attractions of the sun. I don't think that someone who dies within the state of $1.8 million is going to be moved by the fact that there's going to be a $60,000 estate tax, but I do think it will make a huge difference in terms of our budget. So that's why I'm casting a red vote, Mr. President.
Now, explaining my vote, I think it's just another tool in our toolbox. You know, we voted for the sales tax, this group right here. We voted for alcohol tax. We voted for gas tax. We voted for an income tax on the higher brackets. We're the only state in the union that has a piggyback on our income tax. We're one of the highest tax states in the union. One of the largest, wealthiest men in Montgomery County, his daughter's now on the board of Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. They have no estate tax, no income tax. They should be on the board of University of Maryland at Baltimore County or Towson or somewhere like that, because they see the opportunities. And it's those people who want to be millionaires who don't want to pay an income tax, who don't want to pay our income tax, which we allow Montgomery County to piggyback on, so Montgomery County gets another $1 billion that no other state in the union allows to happen. This is the reason I think it's just something that encourages people to stay, invest their money in our colleges, our hospitals, be philanthropic in your state. You've made your money in the state, stay here and give back to our state. That's what this is all about. Clerk, take the call. 36 in the affirmative, 10 in the negative. House Bill 739, I received a constitutional charge of